Blog Talk Radio.
The world, premier,
the attic, man. Yo, that's them kids out of Jersey. Yo, they funny. Yo, they keep it tight real, son. You gotta check them out. Wednesday night, Block Talk Radio. Yo, they funny. It's Wednesday night, and welcome to the premier podcast, The Attic. Co-producer. Oh, this joker be locking it up. Messenger.
He real tight with God.
Baby girl.
Oh, she got facts on facts.
Baby bro.
He funny.
Nurse Carmen. She be keeping it real. And Sister Tippy.
Got all research on lock.
Sit back and let us entertain you for the next 60 minutes. Wednesday night, it's 9 o'clock, and it's time. It's time. See, every once in a while, I'm sorry, audience, I slip off into my Frankie Crocker thing, but it don't last. So let me do this the way I do this. Hey, see, I was trying to come at y'all with the Frankie Crocker, but here we go. Good evening. It's 9 o'clock. It's time for the Urban Podcast of The Attic. It is a Jersey-based podcast. Again, and most of us don't live in, well, 50% of us at least live in Jersey, but it's a Jersey-based podcast, and we try to give you a different look at what you hear every day. It's a no-filter podcast, and again, we are an entertainment podcast. If you're looking to get your local verified news, you might want to try MSNBC, because I can assure you that's not going to happen on this podcast. We're going to get close. But it's some other shit that you're going to have to look at for yourself and try to put it together. I got my cast with me, man, my backbone. How's everybody doing tonight?
Great.
Great.
Doing good.
Groovy. Frog hair.
Everybody trying to help everybody,
you know how they're doing. Well, I feel like MC Hammer, because as big as the cast is, we ain't going to never make no money off. But anyway, we got one hit podcast that we got to split 600 ways. But nonetheless, we still do it for the entertainment. Now, anyway. Watch it. That was some bullshit. But I'll go with it.
Put a quarter in the jar, man.
Huh? All right.
Put a quarter
here we go.
In the jar.
Well, I'm going to take, by the time this show is over, I might be able to go buy me a used car. Hey, but listen, let's get right to our show tonight. There's a lot of stories, a lot of different sides. And most times there's only two sides. But a lot of people got opinions on this. This mega deal that, and I'm going to say it as I feel it, my man, Jay-Z, broke it with the NFL. Now, there are some people who said he's soft. There's some people said Jay ain't got no heart. To all of you, I want to say, sip that haterade. Don't drink it fast. Because let me tell you something. I've been with Jay Busters. I ain't trying to show my age, but I remember when they used to run Jay-Z off the block and wouldn't let him rap with the other rappers. That's real talk. I mean, I always, don't get me wrong, I ain't never been on no rapper's jock like it's honey roasted. I never did that. But Jay was always one of the rappers that I listened to back in the day. Everybody used to tell me, yeah, you corny, man, listening to Jay. But I don't know, Jay just always had that vibe for me. But anyway, he signed a mega deal with the NFL, and people are calling him a sellout. People are saying that he sold Colin Kaepernick out. But I'm going to get my 30 seconds more in, and then I'm going to turn this over to my cast. I like what Jay-Z said when he said, move past kneeling. See, most people looked at that as damn the process. Let's give up on this. At some point, if you stay stagnant, you can't move.
Right.
If you just don't move, all we're going to do is kneel, for real. Let's be for real. Now,
right.
My man Jermaine Dupri seems to be the biggest suspect in all of this, because the word is, and I called Jay, but he hasn't called me back yet because I was trying to get him on the podcast tonight. But y'all think I'm playing. Wait, oh, my boy Al ain't on the podcast, because Al will tell you, we connected. But no, apparently they offered Jermaine Dupri the same deal, and allegedly Jay-Z talked him out of taking the deal, and then Jay took the deal. Well, all I'm going to say is, again, because I think it was a boss move on Jay-Z's part. Even if Jay-Z and Jermaine Dupri had conversation about that, and Jay talked him out of taking it 2 years ago, situations change. And if that is true, and I don't believe that story as it's put out, if that is true, you mean we can never change? If I see that the deal isn't good for you today, and you trust me, and I tell you, that ain't good, man. And then 2 years later, they offer me a better deal. Should I not take it because I talked you out of taking a bullshit deal? All right, we're getting ready to go around the horn, because I want to hear what somebody else has to say about this deal with Jay-Z.
Kenny, can you hear me, Kenny?
I got you, big bro. How you feeling, man?
All right, Kenny, listen. I'm going to put you – this is my man, Lance. Lance is going to chime in, all right?
Talk to me, Lance. You want to tell me something?
Hi. Hello?
Hey, Lance. Talk to me. We're talking about the deal with Jay-Z right now. What's your word?
Oh, yeah. I definitely have an opinion on it.
Chop that up.
He's going to get back at you real quick. He said he got to go back to work.
All right. Hey, man. So you staying or you going, Lance?
All right.
Y'all gonna get back? Hold on 1 second. Go ahead, messenger. Talk to me.
Yeah, I'm not upset with Jay-Z for making a deal, because at the end of the day, I always felt that Jay-Z always did what Jay-Z wanted to do. And at the end of the day, you just gotta respect what a man wanna do. You know, I can't really tell no man how to make love to his woman. Can't tell him how to earn his money, nor how to spend it. But at the end of the day, I've been saying this ever since I was a little kid. Just listening to Jay-Z rhyme, he always came off as somebody that just cared about himself. And then you listen to Damon Dash, you listen to Beanie Siegel, you listen to Some State Property. I know everybody have their ways, but everybody ain't saying foul stuff about you if it isn't true. You're going to call a spade. You're going to call somebody what they are. And it seemed like to me, it's what Damon Dash and a lot of people have said from working with him. He just cares about himself. And I can't get mad at him, because at the end of the day.
Okay. That's what I was getting ready to say. Hey, if we're going to live our best lives, then again, we have to care about ourselves, because we can't take care of anybody else if we don't take care of ourselves.
That's right.
Talk to me, baby sis. What's your feelings on that, baby sis?
Just to kind of piggyback off what's already been said, I'm really not upset with him either. I mean, if it's going to give him a seat at the table with some of these other big important people that can make moves and maybe do something for the community, I want him to be able to do something positive, though, that is going to be able to do something for his people, then, go for it. And if you're going to put some money in his pocket, by all means, do what you got to do.
Right. But you know what, to be honest, it was almost what people thought that he was going to do when he tried to acquire the net. You know, I don't think that it's going to be much change. I mean, when he went on the net, there wasn't much change. I just see a lot of these organizations using him as the face of the organizations, because they know that black young men, black young women, they like his music. And forever, from 96, since he's been coming out, he always been saying us, our people. But that's what he's been saying. But that's not what I've been seeing. And that's just the God's honest truth. You understand?
But
and then it's
giver,
like,
though. I mean, in all fairness to him, he gives back.
But I'm just saying, though, hold on, though, because, see, I don't know if y'all listen to other podcasts like Choke No Joke and the brother named Carcino for Life. He does a lot of these, too. These brothers do a lot of stuff, too. And they just, I just finished watching two of them. If y'all, like I said, if y'all want to check they podcast out, it's Choke No Joke. He used to work for Rockefeller. And
hey, Lance.
Yes, sir.
Let me get right back to
sir.
You. Just 1 minute. Hold that thought. 1 minute, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir.
All right, I'm going to get back to you, Lance. Hey, baby girl, what you got to tell me?
Well, I'm a wait and see kind of person before I start judging. I can't tell you what the man going to do or not going to do, but I can definitely tell you he going to fuck Beyonce when he get a chance. But other than that, I can't tell you what he going to do. You understand what I'm saying? And what and going back to what my man said, to correct him, I do believe Jay-Z didn't try to buy the Nets. He just had a 5% stake in the Nets.
Yeah.
I guess he said try to acquire.
Yeah, but listen.
No, well, he had a 5% stake in, like with Jason Kidd that had, which at that time he had to end up giving that up anyway.
Right.
But I can't call it. I just like to turn that over to the messenger and hear what he got to say and go.
I just want to say, if we're looking at Jay-Z as a businessman, then you take your hat off to him because it was a power move. But if you're looking at Jay-Z as some kind of Martin Luther King type of person that's looking out for black people, then you've got it all wrong because Jay-Z isn't. Just like the brother said earlier,
Jay-Z looking out for him and Beyonce.
Because when he had that stake in the Nets, Jay-Z made all kind of promises to the people of Brooklyn how it was going to change the neighborhood. But if you go to that neighborhood right now, that neighborhood
ain't even
black.
They can't stand Jay-Z. They can't stand him.
They moved him out. So
and they can't stand
him. As a businessman, great move. But don't look at him as if he's really trying to do something positive for the black people. The only black people he's trying to do something for, him, Beyonce, and where's it? Blue Ivy and Surrey and Rumi, whatever the other twins' name is.
So then what is this about him being over the social justice part of it that the NFL has him?
But wait a minute. That's what his job is. Go ahead, brother.
He's going to be a front man for some of this, and I think he knows that they're going to use him. They're going to use him, and it was a great business move, but only time will tell whether they were real in putting him up there and whether they really put in any social change or not. We don't know yet, but was it a great move for him as a businessman? Yes, and what the impact will be on the black community, we don't know just yet.
Allow me to say, we have to wait and see.
But this is what we're looking at. We're looking at it as being some kind of social thing. If you think about what it was, it's a lot of noise, but if you think about what Kaepernick was standing for, Jay-Z, I mean, yes, he feels that because of what he do. He's done a lot of good for, you know, his, not friends, but just people that have been in a bind. He's done a lot of good things. But like I said, if you're looking for Jay-Z to be any Martin Luther King, or even, I think he would be closer to a Sharpton because it's about making the money. But as far as just really a movement to help black people, Jay-Z ain't really about that. He's not about that.
Well, then this should be interesting. It's going to be interesting to see how he's going to play a part in how the NFL has him over this developing of this social, you know, injustice part of what they're trying to do that he's going to be developing for them.
That's
why people see him as a sellout.
Okay, yeah, and you're right, sis, because I got
thing,
something
though,
that because
what we're missing is the social part. Technically, I mean, the NFL got some funky rules and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. Well, they got a hidden agenda as far as why they even brought Jay-Z to me to even be over that. You know, they NFL had their own reason for doing that.
Yeah, it's not a hidden agenda. Everybody know they just wanted the black people back. That's what it was.
You know what?
It was all about the dollars. I mean, it was all about the dollars and the ratings. We all know their ratings was low, and they was losing money. So they had to reach out to somebody that was big in the black community to bring the black community back.
But
so you're
right.
It wasn't necessarily a hidden agenda, but there was a reason behind doing it, I should say.
Here we go acting as if we honestly expect shit to be even. We sit here having a conversation like we expect the NFL to care about us. We expect the NFL to want to show equal prosperity to all races. The NFL, we talk about the same organization who is more than aware that the larger number of their players are minorities. The injuries that are sustained through NFL head injuries are a lot of times denied. So you got to go back and understand who it is we're talking about. We're not talking about a pro-black organization who's lost its way, now trying to find its way back home. The NFL never gave a damn about a black individual. So the fact that they bring Jay-Z here, now again, you have to understand this. The fact that they bring Jay-Z, that don't mean they care about you. They care about that money you spend, and Jay-Z can get you to spend that money back again in the advertising and the rest of the stuff, because let me tell you something. When you hear Super Bowl halftime show presented by Jay-Z, tell me, don't you want to watch it? I'm just saying. And that's
hey,
all
I'm
they
just,
care about.
Well, that's exactly why they did it. That's exactly why
Jay-Z,
they did it.
Jay-Z and Beyonce, this year's Super Bowl. You heard it here first.
It's all about the Benjamin.
That's
Jay-Z
all about
Beyonce, it. Super Bowl.
Yeah,
halftime show.
That goes,
Super Bowl.
That goes back
the
to
NFL
my point again.
Is a money-making entity.
That's what it is. And what happened was they wasn't losing money. They just wasn't making more money. And for them,
exactly.
Every year, they got to make
their
more
ratings,
and more.
Their ratings, their Super Bowl ratings were going down tremendously, and they had to do something. The
that's
ratings were
greed.
Going down tremendously.
Well, that's the greed. Because they make the money, because from football season, from the start of preseason to the end of preseason, when a football game is on, it is on throughout 90% of the households. All right? The 10% that it wasn't
Bowls.
On.
I'm talking Super Bowls. Do you know how much a commercial costs to get ran during Super Bowl?
What is it?
And their ratings and stuff were down badly with during
they
Super Bowl time. So they lost a lot of ratings.
Wait a minute.
They lost a lot of top acts that didn't want to do the Super Bowl halftime show last year. A lot of top acts turned them down, and they ended up going with someone else, and a lot of people tuned them out because they thought that when they agreed to do it, they were selling out themselves. Now they got Jay-Z. He's going to do the Super Bowl. They're going to bring him back to one halftime show.
Right, but you're saying that they were losing money because they were losing money because their ratings were going down because nobody wasn't watching Super Bowl because nobody wasn't advertising. So then why would you advertise during Super Bowl if nobody's watching it? That's how they were making most of their money from a lot of those advertisements. Like I said, you know how much commercials cost during Super Bowl?
Who on this podcast didn't watch the Super Bowl last year?
I didn't watch it.
I didn't watch it. I ain't watched it to the New York Giants.
I know a
game.
Lot of people that didn't watch it. I know a lot of people that didn't watch it.
Yeah,
a lot of people.
Those that didn't watch it.
White and black. White and black.
Those that didn't watch it, they probably never really watch it anyway. But those people
That's not true.
Hey, but let me
not
segue
true.
Out of that for a quick minute. But again, this is another... I'm going to take another turn on this story. Why everybody trying to make Jay-Z like you Black Moses? What, I'm being for real. Why that brother can't make a deal to satisfy him like every other businessman does every single day of the week? Why Jay-Z got to be held out? Because he already famous?
Again, he is a billionaire
because,
now.
Because he used trickery.
Wow, really?
If he's just saying that he's making a deal, that's fine. But he used the verbiage as if he's so pro-black, and I'm not saying that he's not black. You know that. What I'm saying is, and a good example, I'll bring back up the net situation again. He promised those people that it was going to be a great change in the neighborhood for them if they all agreed and allowed them to build that stadium there. This is what he promised the people. And then what happened was, once it got into effect, the black people got pushed out. You go to Brooklyn right now, where it was before, it used to be all black. Now you got a black person sprinkled in there, and the other people, other races and stuff, have taken that over.
Hello.
So this is why they look at him like
that.
Hold on.
Somebody lost.
Hey, brother, message. Let me hear this call. Go ahead, caller.
Help them find their way.
Talk to me, caller.
Hello?
You got it. Go ahead. Talk to me.
Okay. Now, what I was going to say was, I'm going to tell you what the real problem is and why a lot of people upset. The reason why a lot of people upset, and these are facts. What the man said is true. If you're looking for Jay-Z to be like your Messiah and Martin Luther King, you're wrong. But the reason why people are mad, I know, because I still live in the hood. I know I'm still a part of the hood. People are upset because all Jay-Z talked about is taking care of his community and taking care of people. But then every time we see that, yes, sir.
I'm sorry, my brother. You're coming through with a lot of static, man. And I want to hear your point.
Oh, Jesus, I'm at work.
Okay.
Jesus, I'm at work. I'm sorry.
That's all right. We'll get back on it, man. I mean, you got a valid point, and I like the juice that you're flowing with, but I just can't hear it. So I'm going to move on to another caller.
Okay, no problem.
All right. Mad love.
I got a question.
Go ahead, bro.
If Jay-Z were white and made a deal, would white people be mad at him? We should be mad at him that he made a deal.
That's right. I agree.
Every day in America, corporations do things to screw American people.
Same way. That's right.
And they make their money. Jay-Z did a deal. He's making money. All we need to ask ourselves is down the road. Will he have an impact from a social standpoint? But the fact that he did this, we should not be mad about.
That's
right. I agree.
And you know what?
And millionaires and white people do this every single day in America. And they make the money.
They
make money for their families, and they create legacies for their families by doing the exact same thing.
Exactly. That's how they build wealth and not just have money. Hey, but listen, let me say this right here. In defense of my dog, man, because again, I got Jay-Z back like I'm 6 o'clock on the clock. What I want to say is this: with that deal with the Nets, now you got to remember now, Jay rubbing elbows with some sharks now. So again, even though Jay-Z, Jay never went to business school, so a lot of things Jay gonna learn as Jay keeps going. So when he came into the Nets, I believe they paid him enough money to put that message out there while convincing him they're going to do something in Brooklyn. I don't believe that man went out there and told people about how good the neighborhood in Brooklyn is going to be if you support the Nets coming to Brooklyn, and then knowing all the while it's not true. So it's a good possibility he bought into the corporate dream. They used his ass to get that message out, but I don't believe he was aware that we getting ready to shit on these people in Brooklyn. That's what I don't see.
No,
so again,
as he said,
he's not a businessman.
People in the neighborhood working there?
He's a businessman.
Well, can I interject on that? I understand.
Let me let baby
bro
finish his thought for a minute. Let baby bro finish his thought.
All right. No, I was saying as far as, because see, a lot of people at that time, even though most people knew better, but a lot of people thought Jay-Z bought the Nets and owned the Nets. And they ain't know he owned them two seats that him and Beyonce was sitting in. That was 5%, 250 each seat, 2%, you know,
250
for them two seats. He might have got some free box on them food and shit.
But you know what, though? His deal that he got with the NFL is about entertainment. I don't know why people already took that deal and already got Jay owning football teams. That ain't what the hell they talked about.
He owned it. He can really own the team.
Watch it. That's when they go.
And it's very possible he may somewhere down the line,
listen,
but he doesn't own one
Jay-Z,
now.
When Jay-Z tried to buy that football team, that's when they gonna let that nigga know. Look, you got a couple of Bentleys, got a couple of airplanes, but you know what you are to us. So what I want you to do is take your little ass down there. Now, again, these are multi-billionaires talking to a billionaire. Sit your little ass down over there and put together me a good halftime show so we can keep paying you. That's how that conversation
goes. Right.
Go.
And also,
as soon as you start
also,
that, I want to buy a team shit. All right.
Also, real
yeah,
quick, Colin Kaepernick, right? Didn't
what?
Somebody pay him off?
Why do he – wait a minute. Hold on. I'm sorry, baby, bro. Why do people think Jay-Z owed Colin something? Jay-Z came to support Colin. Jay-Z didn't
That's
ask
right.
Colin to get that shit started. Why do people think that now he wrong because, if he get a team, he should bring Colin. Colin Kaepernick passes football life. He done been out the game too long. I believe you made a little money. You took a stand. Your body is in better position, condition than if you had played those years of football. You got a little paper in the bank. Hey, man, you took a stand. And again, you profited from it. Still, the police brutality, which is what the original stance was about, it hasn't lessened any.
Correct.
So why should Jay-Z just say, you know what? Hey,
I think a lot of people feel like, why can't he just be a part of this developing team that they're, you know, as far as the injustice part of it, because he was a player. He would be able to bring something to the table as far as some input. He could, you know, maybe assist and help out with that. So why can't he be a part of that process? You know, why didn't Jay-Z Jay-Z allow him to be, you know, to be brought in on that part of it?
Because
we're still missing
the point.
That's not what this is about. That's right. We're missing the point. The football teams and stuff ain't got nothing to do with the police brutality. And that's what Colin's Kaepernick's problem or issue was. He was trying to bring light to that, and we just related it to football because of the stance that they took afterwards. But the owners ain't arresting people.
And remember too, they took that and stretched it a little
further. I'm trying to answer the question, but. Because they were saying, what's the problem that they feel that Jay-Z doesn't owe him anything? I agree.
He don't owe him shit.
But he doesn't, and I agree. But I think the problem with the people, because not me, I agree, he doesn't owe him anything. But from what I've read off the blogs and what I'm hearing other people say, they just felt people are feeling like because he did start that movement, and again, one has nothing to do with the other, but because this is all NFL and this is where it started from, this whole movement, that, you know, why couldn't they have at least brought him in on that part of the, you know, social justice part of it and let him be a part of that process?
Because Jay-Z is retired entertainment. Colin Kaepernick can't dance. Colin Kaepernick can't play guitar.
So we're talking two different things. Jay-Z is going to be dealing with two different things. He's also doing the entertainment, but the NFL also has him overseeing and developing the social justice with the players, with the NFL players as well. He's going to be developing that process.
Okay.
We will still have nothing to do with the police. That still have nothing to do with the police.
Uh-huh.
I agree. I totally agree with that. But I'm trying to answer your question. This is why some people are still having an issue. It has nothing to do with the police. Okay. But because this was the NFL and because of the social injustice that the NFL did to Colin, that they feel like he should have at least been a part of that process. Because if you're going to talk about social injustice, NFL, look what you did to Colin. So you need to start there. First,
listen,
but
that's
what the people are saying they got a problem with.
What you got to understand is what they did to Colin Kaepernick is nothing compared to look what they did to Herschel Walker. Look what they did to all of these great football players that's walking around here brain dead because of the injuries, and they won't even pay them. So
because
if you're going to add somebody,
Kaepernick probably got more money in his payout. They probably gave Kaepernick more than they was going
to
give him. So
yeah, you want to add
And
you want to add a football player, add Jim Brown.
Yeah. Oh, yes, they did. Hey, but you know what?
And if he thought from that Nike commercial.
If he thought he was really done so bad, how come he never spoke out?
Hey,
and again, I agree with y'all, but I'm just trying to tell y'all what I'm reading out here. This is what the stuff that I'm seeing out here. That's what people that's what their issues are. That's why they're saying they feel he sold out. And also what we spoke on too as well, that as well is why they feel he sold out. But again, as far as that social, the social part of it, they feel like he should have at least asked Colin to be a part of that process.
Well,
okay, but wait a minute. Hold on. Hold on.
Malcolm X. You go tell the people that this ain't got nothing to do with that.
Listen, man, hold on. Since we went there to the nation and we talking about selling out, we're going to end this show. Again, we're going to bring this shit back close to home with a little situation going on in Newark, New Jersey with the water. Sister Tippy, you want to go ahead and introduce that?
Sure. As we know, right now, Newark, New Jersey is facing a water crisis, and it hits home for a lot of us on this podcast. It's not a new problem for Newark. It's been talked about for years. People have been talking about the water tasting funny, water smelling funny, water looking funny. And, of course, the local officials are saying there's nothing wrong. Yet, over the last couple of years, studies have been coming out. People have been getting sick. Investigations are starting. And now it turns out they were right. Water's bad. And they're comparing it to Flint. They're saying this is another Flint. I don't know. You know how it is. Always in the bad neighborhoods and government standing around looking stupid.
It's
What's
funny. I went online to do some research for the story, and I'm serious, man. The first picture that came up. Yo, Al, you still here? He looked like this cat named Tyrone with water on his shoulder, man. So I immediately connected to the story. I was like, "Yo, is that Tate?" Yeah, but the story itself, we just came out of this similar, because we'll discuss the differences later. Shit with water in Flint, Michigan. Now we got it in North New Jersey. I mean, really, are we that so nonchalant about people who are not affluent that we don't even give a shit about how we check on the public services that are provided for them?
Yep.
When you start to see this same shit happening in rich areas, and let me say this. I don't wish this on anybody. So let's not be with the... Oh, if it happened to rich people, no. It shouldn't happen to anyone when you're paying taxes through your ass for city and federal programs. But it appears, again, that taxation without representation, they taking our money, all tax dollars. In fact, I'm going to say our money in taking care of not us. Because most of your rich folks, they got loopholes where they're not paying what you pay anyway. So they're taking our tax dollars and not taking care of us, because and please, Cass, jump in here when I start to go off the mark. It's a case of broken down maintenance not being done properly on your water supply equipment.
Anybody surprised by this?
Not at all.
I mean, the structures in some of these cities are 100 years old. I'm from Chicago. The structure in Chicago is over 120 years old. And cities like Philadelphia, New York, Chicago, St. Louis, they don't care. But this shouldn't be surprising to anybody. And you've heard Flint, now you're talking about North New Jersey, and the next year it's going to be more cities. That no one should be surprised by this.
But what should open the eyes of the citizens is at some point, you got to see the pattern, folks. You got to see where this kind of shit is happening with consistency. It makes the contemplative look at it and say, you know what? Is there a bigger plan really going on here?
That's
if
all
I can
part
protect
of our
water. Go ahead, brother.
I was going to say, that's all part of our infrastructure. just collapsed.
It is, which,
yeah,
which
but
nothing's
what I'm saying
being
is
done. Nothing's being
the
done.
Whole,
yeah.
But here's the problem. The whole infrastructure isn't collapsing. It's just the infrastructure,
the
infrastructure that's designed to go to the less affluent or the more needy. See, those are the people that they're not
taking
care of.
But a lot of it has to be, doesn't a lot of it have to be updated and changed?
Yes, but what again, what I'm
saying
is
a lot of those
this,
older pipes and stuff like that?
They are updating and changing rich folks' pipes. But now when it comes down to changing the poor areas, now we got a budget crunch. That's what I'm saying.
I'm throwing a flag.
Say again?
I'm throwing a flag.
Go ahead.
You're not
saying
that. Well, again, I'm just saying. It's Flint, I get it. You can't. How can you say that the only pipes that are going bad are in Newark? I don't think that's
no.
a valid statement.
Well, again,
no,
we're
that
talking
wasn't
about
that was
lead.
Made.
We're talking about Newark's, well, the lead in the water in Newark. That's what we're talking about. And what I'm saying
I'm
is, I'm from Jersey. You don't hear lead in the water in Paramus. Do you
yes,
hear
you
lead
do.
In the water in Upper Saddle River? I mean, see, I'm not hearing lead in that water. So all I'm saying is, there seems that as you start to look, you got Flint, look at the population of Flint. Now you got Newark, look at the population of Newark. I'm just simply saying that somebody is asleep at the wheel right now. And the person that's asleep at the wheel, they've got roll guards so that they don't bump into certain lanes. But there are other lanes that they can tear up, and nobody's going to say anything until we have this situation. That's the point I'm making. I'm saying there's preference given to how we're going to maintain our infrastructure. And I don't think anybody can really argue with that. I don't think. But all I'm saying now is we talk about lead. And let me tell you, again, during the pre-show, I was telling you one of the jobs I did in the military was I purified water. And when we purify water, watch this. I'm not going to go G15 on anybody right now because that's gonna require my drill sergeant buddy to get on here. And this podcast is going to take a serious turn to the left. But anyway, when we purify water, there are different runoffs. That's water, because you know we have a mass contained area, and then we can spread water to about 10, 15 different areas through different hoses with different shutoff valves. Each line has to be checked. But what I'm seeing, again, is all the hoses from the main valve that go to the officers' water area. We're doing maintenance on them. We're changing them. But the hoses that go to the foot soldier, well, we'll get back to those, and we'll keep getting back to it until it's no longer viable to even send water through it. So we maintain the water for the officers, but for those soldiers actually doing all your work, we said we'll get back to it, and now we have a catastrophe. You got the city handing out water. Go ahead.
Between January 2018 and January 29, high lead levels in Hackensack, New Jersey, then Newark, then Trenton, then Bloomfield, then Bordentown, then Bally's Park Place Casino, then Vernon Valley, Morristown, Englewood. So, again, to say simply, it's Newark because it's poor, or Newark because it's black. Sure, they're up there. Don't misunderstand. They're up there, but they're not alone.
Well, let me say this to you. Because we have lead and toxicity in all of our water, those other neighborhoods that we just read, how much water did they funnel into those people? A lot? A little bit? Or did they just have higher than normal lead levels?
Again, population is going to matter. Population is going to matter, of course.
Well, Newark is the biggest city here in New Jersey, if I'm not correct. And let me get out my tape measure, and I can get back to you with them numbers.
You're right. See. You're right.
Well, and again,
it shouldn't be happening. Like you said, after Flint, it shouldn't even be happening.
But you know,
just so people that a lot of people that live like in Wanahue and all that,
is aware of it.
They got wells. They get their water from underground.
Wait a minute. Both of you talking. What you saying?
Try it again.
No, I'm saying a lot of them towns. Most people, they get their water from a well. They get their own water from a well.
Well water. I got you.
On their land.
And what else we have to understand is, Flint, the whole world, the whole nation is aware of what went on in Flint. And would you believe it's still going on? And this is what, like 6, 7 years later?
So let me say this, though, just to piggyback off that. If it's still going on in Flint, how motivated do you think those elected officials in New Jersey, what kind of fire do you think they're going to have underneath their feet as they try to get this resolved? You know what they're going
to
say?
No,
you didn't do anything to the people in Flint?
We have to see if he makes president first.
That too, before anything gets done. But in the meantime, go out and buy some of the water filters.
Who are we talking about? Corey?
Yeah,
that wasn't no joke, man. This is the home of Corey Booker right here, man. This is the home of Corey. No, this is the home of Corey Stass Elizabeth. Hey, but I'm coming back to the water, but Corey's still trying. He lost me. I ain't all the way off the boat, but he lost a lot of me, but he's still trying. But anyway, let's get back to
that. Was all on his watch, right? Wasn't his watch?
Well, I mean, he was in. I mean,
yeah.
He should have some answers. You are a elected official. Now, I know you don't know every nook and cranny, but that goes with the job. Don't matter if you did it. If it happens on your watch, why didn't you know? That's
but
just
see,
the way it's set up.
He got people that are heads of department that should be reporting this to him.
Yes, but they figured Corey didn't give a shit, just like the two other before him didn't give a shit, so they just let it go. But all I'm saying is when it was noticed going bad in certain areas, depending on where that water is flowing, it makes them do the right thing as opposed to question, do I want to do the right thing? That's all I'm saying.
And part of it, what you got to understand, too, this decay happened during the time that, as Democrats, we were asleep, and we gave the wheels to the Republicans, and the Republicans just didn't care. This is part of the reason why. I mean, if you take a vote in Congress right now about who wants to do some infrastructure, you'll get almost 95% of everybody wanting to do it. And it's been like that for the last 10 years, and not one single bit of major infrastructure work has been done yet.
So, again, so what does that tell us about the nation of people that we are? We vote just because voting is just something to do. When you vote, you don't really look for the person you voted for to really share and be able to project your desires. And we got to change that. Hey, but listen, as we begin to wind this down, our podcast this evening, again, we kind of talked about my man Jay-Z, Boss Move Jay-Z. I don't give a shit who don't like it. I really don't even care what your reasons were. If you're looking at Jay-Z as a businessman, good move. If you're looking at Jay-Z as the black leader, who's going to rule the black kingdom, then maybe that's a questionable move, and it's going to take years to find out. But Jay, just like everybody else, I'm trying to make money. And let me tell you, I don't think that his deal hurts black people. It might be questionable. But nothing that he did is going to hurt black people. So the fact that maybe it don't help them as much as they might think it's going to help them, still a good move. And I want to say to our nation, especially you people in Jersey who let that lead water get into North, all I can say now is it's there. Now, now that we're aware, let's act in a really motivated manner to get this problem corrected. And therefore, now you can save face. But if you allow this to go the length of time that Flint, Michigan went, then again, you get put in that same bucket of cess that says if it's people that don't look like you, you don't care about them. That's how I see you.
Hey, so what you got to understand, too.
Go ahead.
What you have to understand about that, my brother. What you got to understand about that is the people, they want to do something, but we don't have the funds to do it. In order for us to be able to do it and do it successfully, we need help from the federal government. And the federal government, they're too busy giving out tax breaks for the rich. And so they don't have money to do this type of stuff.
And on that note, our time is up for this evening. Hey, join us next week. join us next week. And that was a 45-minute podcast tonight, folks. So maybe we will stretch it back out to an hour. Hey, but thanks for joining us tonight. This is co-producer on behalf of the Attic and the cast. Say good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.
Nighty-night.
No, he said say good night, everyone. And y'all see, once again, everybody trying to say their own little thing. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.
There you go, see?
I'm not playing.
Somebody came to the program meeting. All right.